This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. If you have suggestions, comments, or story tips, please email news@kvnf.org or call 866-KVNF-NOW. Colorado National Monument is starting to restore operations. As of May 21st, entrance fees will no longer be waived. Parking areas are now open at the Devil's Kitchen Trailhead and the Cold Shivers Overlook. Staff at the Saddlehorn Visitor Center will provide information outside the center. However, picnic areas at Saddlehorn and Devil's Kitchen remain closed, as does the monument's campground. As the state begins to loosen restrictions on travel, the Colorado Department of Transportation and the Colorado State Patrol remind residents to drive sober as Memorial Day weekend approaches. 75 law enforcement agencies will participate in increased patrols across the state from Friday, May 22nd through Tuesday, May 26th. Last year, during Memorial Day weekend, 323 impaired motorists were arrested in the state. Drivers should also keep in mind that emptier roads may actually be more dangerous, as people tend to disregard speed limits and other laws. The Colorado State Patrol says that it's been handing out more tickets to speeders going at least 20 miles an hour over the posted limit, compared to the same time last year, even though fewer people are on the road. Across the country, the rate of fatal accidents per mile driven increased by 14% in March, reports the National Safety Council. A lot of people are feeling loneliness, isolation, and stress during this pandemic, and Mental Health Colorado is offering a new service to help. You can sign up on Mental Health Colorado's website and receive a friendly, supportive telephone call just for old-fashioned conversation. The In This Together program aims to provide social closeness, solidarity, and support. You can sign up at mentalhealthcolorado.org. And for people who are more seriously concerned about their mental health, call Colorado Crisis Services at 844-493-8255. Many parts of our region are predicting a higher-than-average fire season. Colorado is anticipating a massive budget shortfall, and a coalition is urging action to avoid dramatic cuts. Eric Galatis of the Colorado News Connection reports.
A coalition of 135 Colorado organizations is urging state lawmakers to use all tools in their toolbox to blunt the most serious economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. Lost revenues are projected to create a $3.3 billion budget shortfall, the largest in state history. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the anticipated cuts would be far greater than any made during the Great Recession.
What that means is that there will be huge cuts to education, to healthcare services, to services for older adults, to everything that our state government pitches in for.
The coalition, which includes groups serving the state's most vulnerable communities, is calling for federal relief, tapping the state's emergency fund, and temporarily raising taxes on Coloradans earning more than $250,000 a year. Fox notes that 95% of workers would see their tax bill go down under the proposal. Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR, limits the ways lawmakers can increase revenues, but Fox notes tax modifications can be made during a public health emergency. Fox says if there was ever a time...
The American Healthcare Association says it would cost $15 million to test every nursing home resident and staff member in the Mountain West for COVID-19. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Ideally, the CDC recommends testing all staff and residents of a nursing home if there's a new confirmed case. It also recommends follow-up testing until there are no new cases for 2 weeks straight. The American Healthcare Association is an industry group that represents most nursing homes in the U.S. It based its $15 million estimate on each test costing $150. Prices do vary, though, with some significantly lower. But the group says testing all residents and staff on any kind of regular basis would be prohibitively expensive without more state and federal support. In Denver, researchers tested staff at a handful of nursing homes and found that about 12% of them had the virus but no symptoms. The Colorado State University team said that suggests asymptomatic staff could be the spark igniting some of the nursing home outbreaks. The researchers now plan to test residents and staff at 25 nursing homes across the state every week for 2 months. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The number of U.S. airline passengers is creeping up as states begin to relax their stay-at-home orders. But as Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, that doesn't mean travel in the region is anywhere near normal.
Last Saturday, more than 250,000 people passed through airport security checkpoints across the country. That's almost three times as many airline passengers as there were during the deepest travel lull in mid-April. But it's still just a fraction of what's normal. Many airlines are continuing to limit the number of flights to cities across the region. Vicky Varela is the managing director of the Utah Office of Tourism. She expects most travel to her state this summer will happen via cars, and the tourists will be from around the Mountain West.
We think that domestic and international travel by flight is going to be the later part of the recovery.
States such as Idaho, Nevada, and Montana have encouraged travelers from out of state to self-quarantine for 14 days before they move around freely. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Making sure that all residents are counted in the 2020 census got a lot harder after the coronavirus pandemic forced Colorado communities into lockdown, and reaching hard-to-count communities became even more challenging. Eric Galatis of the Colorado News Connection has more.
Lizette Escobedo directs the NALEO Education Fund Census Program, which focuses on Latino communities. She says all their original plans for community-based outreach went out the window.
We also had to create all these opportunities for online surges, where you can get 50 to 100 organizations to all on the same week. Just encourage everyone to participate in the census.
Escobedo says her team has shifted focus to meeting people who have not yet filled out the form wherever they are, and these days that means on social media and streaming services. Escobedo says the stakes for getting an accurate count are high. Census data is used to determine political representation and distributing $13 billion in Colorado each year for health, education, seniors programs, and more. Escobedo says the controversy over a potential citizenship question on the census remains a barrier for communities of color with a history of legitimate distrust of government. She points to a survey showing that half of all respondents did not know the question had been removed.
Making ourselves seen, making ourselves counted, it's impossible to ignore our community and our priorities. I think when we look back at history, we can say in a moment where there was all these attempts to make us invisible, to not make us heard, we did the opposite.
NALEO has trained more than 3,000 people at more than 200 events, including in Denver and Pueblo, reminding people that all data collected by the census is confidential and cannot be shared with other government agencies. Escobedo encourages anyone with questions about the census to call their toll-free hotline at 877-L-CENSO or 877-352-3676. Census forms can be filled out online at www.my2020census.gov. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening. Thank you.